Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
Everybody stop what you're doing, please!
When it comes to remodeling and renovating your home, there is no better show on your radio. This is Around the House with Eric G.
Where's the hammer?
From your back fence to the sidewalk, Eric will tell you how to keep it all in tip-top shape while helping you save a buck while doing it. If you like DIY projects, it takes a lot of practice to get good at it, and Eric is here to guide the way.
Is it on the... Go up on the other floor. Somebody go up there and stop the hammering.
All that and more on the fastest 2 hours of home improvement radio.
These are the wrong plans. These are the old plans.
Oh. Welcome to...
Stop it! Stop
Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G. This is the Around the Toolbox special. What is it, number 43 today? Thanks for joining us. This is where we talk about your business. Maybe it's construction, maybe it's in the trades, maybe it's design. This is where we talk about all those different things. Thanks for joining us today. Well, I wanted to talk today about kind of business and where things are going right now, because we've got things all over the country in different spots. You know, some construction shut down. It's not necessary for the government's point of view, or you're cruising right along and doing your thing, depending on where you're located. And I just wanted to talk to all of you and a couple thoughts about what we should be doing right now. You know, one of the things that we realize if we look back, and it's one of the most obvious things if you look at it, we have highs and lows in business. About every 10 or 20 years, it's the most historically obvious thing if you go back and look at the charts. But one of the hardest things is planning for those lows, for when you're, what are we going to do tomorrow kind of place. So this is what I wanted to talk a little bit about today for a few minutes. And next week, we've got a big interview coming up for Around the Toolbox. I'm not going to get into this kind of deep dive into this, but I just wanted to talk a little bit about that. So right now, let's say you're a contractor and you're shut down. What could you have done in your business to make it easier? Write it down. Make some notes. Figure it out. If you're cruising right along, then it's a little bit different, but I want you to pay attention so you can monitor what your competition is doing. Everybody should know, and any business plan should know what your competition is, who your competition is, who those people are. That should be defined in your business plan, and I hope you, everybody out there doing business, has some kind of a loose business plan. The better detailed, the better. So take a look at what your competition's doing. Are they crushing you because they have the right technology? Like right now in many areas, if you are an independent lumber dealer and you can't go into a retail store because the government shut you down and all you're working off of is phones and pads of paper, you are at an extreme disadvantage to somebody that developed their own app where the lumberyard can take an order from the job site and the contractor can send it in, and it's delivered out there the next day. Or you've got a kitchen and bath department like we've talked about that requires you to be in the store to do the design work. They're not set up for working remotely. They're not set up for sending stuff out. These are things that I want you to really pay attention to, because right now, that can be, for many people, the difference between working and not working, an income and margin and not having income and margin. So these are things that I really kind of want you to think about. You know, if you're a contractor out there, did you have the materials to have a clean work site if you're going out to the job site working in somebody's home? Do you have masks? Do you have gloves? Do you have things like that? Are you prepared to clean up every day after you leave their home? These are all things that I want people to really pay attention to, because I honestly think we're on the backside of the worst of this. If that's the case, then what's it mean when the next time it comes, this fall when we hit flu season, and we're having a hard time figuring out what's flu season and what's coronavirus, then we're going to be back in this again. So make sure you're prepared for that. And I'm not saying go out and buy 42 cases of toilet paper. No, I'm just saying make sure that you've got the right amount of materials to keep your business going for a month or two. That's all you need, because it'll get replenished by that point. I think we're going to see a lot more stocks of things in the U.S., but make sure you're ready. It's no different than being prepared for the earthquake, the wildfires, all of those different kind of things, the hurricane, the tornado, all of those different natural disasters. Are you ready for that kind of stuff? So these are things that I want you to think about. You know, what is important, what's not, and what you can do with today. So just pay attention to those kind of things, because I think that's going to be what the big difference is when you start looking at what works and what doesn't for your business, because a little planning ahead right now and remembering where you're at is going to be an important thing. So get out that journal book, write these things down, what's working, what's not. That way you could have a meeting with your staff afterwards and say, okay, what would have fixed this? What would have made it a lot better? You know, I see so many restaurants that have been operating in my area selling takeout for weeks now, over a month. And then McMinniman's, one of the biggest food restaurant hotel chains in our, independent hotel chains in our area, that has all these pubs and takeout and all these other things, is opening up today. So many other people had a plan for this and just figured it out. McMinniman's has had their doors shut for, 6 weeks probably. I have to go back and look. Love those guys. But that's one of those things. Where are you at in your business? Are you prepared for this? And more importantly, how do you keep that from happening again? Because, you know, we might lose a fight sometimes, but we're going to win the battle. How do you win the next fight, even if you're losing during this one? So those are things I just want you to think about. What can you invest in your company? Because right now is not the time to be trying out too many new things unless it's not working at all. And then you've got to tack to a different direction. And those are just some tips I want you to be thinking about. And more importantly, note it down. Take great notes. Sit there, and if your staff is down, take an hour. Call them in for an hour before meeting, or get on a phone conference with them, get on a Zoom conference, whatever you're doing, and say, okay, guys, let's pause for a minute. Where are we at? What would have made this easier for all of us? Because there will be a next time, and we got to be prepared for that. All right, everybody, thanks for listening to Around the House this week and the Around the Toolbox special for all you out there. Next week, we're going to have in the Around the Toolbox, we're going to be talking with Melody Vaughn from Melody Vaughn Interiors. So this will be an East-West Summit talking about design construction compared from, Harlem, New York City to Portland, Oregon. So we're going to have a good discussion there. As well as this, we're going to have a segment of the interview this week in the show, but our deep dive into stuff, our full interview, in this series will be on the Around the Toolbox special end to end on Thursday next week. Thanks for listening to Around the House. We've got a fun show ahead this weekend. We're going to be talking hour number one. I teamed up with Cindy from the DIY Home Improvement Group on Facebook, and we came up with some ideas to talk about basically for home buyers out there, especially new home buyers, or maybe it's your second time home buying. What you need to be careful and what you need to look for when you're buying a home, even an old home, looking forward, just to make sure you don't skip some steps that no one else is looking for you on. And I want you to pay attention to that one. And then we've got two interviews in hour number two. So thanks for joining us. I'll see you on Saturday. Have a great rest of the week. It's Thursday. We're almost there. Thanks for listening. Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. Are you planning a decking or siding project this year? If you are, you've got to check out my friends at Millboard. Millboard is a completely different kind of composite decking and cladding that enhances outdoor spaces with enduring distinction. Hand molded from the finest oak, it realistically mimics the natural grain and color of premium hardwood. If you're looking for something that doesn't look like plastic and instead real wood, check out Millboard.com. Make sure and check out that interview we did just a few weeks back. That's Millboard.com.